Blog Talk Radio.
Drop top Porsche, Rollie on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, Jay Senna, can't tell me nothing. Boss up and I change the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass, got all them boys cooked. Huh. We're from dollar bills, and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance, like.
Money move. If I see you now, see, that means I don't
fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My f- feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me.
Young John, the wicked producer.
Kaji got come back with me.
Live on the phone with us in a few, and it's going to be amazing. Don't forget to check out Black Panther. It is out today in theaters, and you just heard the song, Whoa. It is just going to be amazing. They put a lot of money in there. Some of the scenes were shot in South Korea, and some other scenes were also shot in Uganda. They put a lot of money into the clothing and everything like that, and I think it's going to be amazing for everybody to just go and support it. I saw the movie already, but I don't want to put any spoilers out there, so go definitely check it out. And a lot of people were asking about their actual women soldiers, the women warriors in Black Panther. They actually did have a group of women soldiers that were in Africa, in Benin, and they actually wore the same red and everything. So there's definitely some inspiration behind that. And we're going to be giving some facts about Nigeria also. There's some misconceptions about that. And we're also going to be talking about the state of education. And we're going to have Dr. Akuro, and we're also going to have Dr. Fisher live on the line with us too. So let me go ahead and go to the phone lines. We have a caller from the 301-567. Say your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Dr. Fisher.
Well, Dr. Fisher, how you doing?
I'm fine.
How you doing?
On the phone. I just went to see Black Panther. You must see it, everybody. You must see. It's dynamic. It's inspirational. They didn't portray the men as weak. They didn't dress the women shabby. The women have dynamic roles. The men are very, very strong. And they didn't show the African nation as being poor or begging. It's a dynamic movie that you culturally stimulating and invigorating.
Definitely, definitely. And I think we have Dr. Akuro live on the line with us right now. Are you live on the line with us?
Yes, Dr. Akuro on the line from Maryland, calling in.
Thank you so much. We truly appreciate you calling on the line. We're talking about the state of education, and she also has a fundraiser going on to fundraise for money to send books back to Nigeria, to definitely inspire the youth out there that are trying to do a lot of things and move forward in their, in their education. So definitely we have to support her on that. But we're going to talk about the state of education, like what exactly is going on with education at this moment in time. And we're going to go ahead and give both of them a clap from the studio audience. Thank you guys for coming on tonight. Definitely. So, Dr. Kuro, could you tell us, tell the audience a little bit more about you and what you have going on right now at the moment?
Okay. Thank you, Moj, Edu. I really appreciate you for allowing me to speak on this wonderful radio. Actually, my name is Dr. Henrietta Okoro, and I'm an associate professor at University of Maryland University College. And I've been doing the nonprofit organizations to help solve problems in Nigeria. So basically, Nigerian education has been experiencing series of setbacks since the past two decades. And it's a very, very pathetic situation has always been to discuss issues like this for over years without solving the problem. And we cannot keep criticizing the bad government. Rather, we have to come in to help to see if the problem can stop. For instance, unstable staff, inadequate classrooms, politicization of educational system, inadequate learning equipment, and a huge of order. So this is where Association of Nigerian Women Academic Doctors try to get their mission. We are trying to help to equip most of the library as well as reach out to the underprivileged in the community, those that are being underrepresented. And to do that, we have been sending books from here in the United States, and we appreciate all the organizations, publishers who have been donating a lot of books to us, and we send it back to Nigeria in order to make sure it reaches the needy areas. For instance, in 2013, we went to Abuja, the School of the Handicapped. We were able to equip them with millions of books. We also went to another school called the Owerri Girls Secondary School, and it's a missionary school owned by church, and it's been they are lacking a lot of instructional materials, so we were able to help them as well. And in 2016, we also went there, and we went to about four different schools, and we did a lot of books donations. So this year, 2018, we are planning to do a global conference out there by the association. And before that global conference commences, we normally do charitable projects, and we plan to do another books donation project. So currently, we have a lot of books donated, and our problem will be to ship it. So we are doing a GoFundMe to see if we can raise some money in order to ship it and clear it and get it ready on ground before the project kicks in. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I mean, what you're doing is commendable. It's amazing what you're doing. I'm a fellow Nigerian also, and then I know there's strife and a lot of stuff because, you know, a lot of people don't know a lot of things that are going on in Nigeria, you know. And before we get into the whole fundraising, I wanted to give, like, some educational background because a lot of people, just like Dr. Fisher said earlier, you know, it's a misconception of what they think, you know, Africa is or Africans. Nigeria itself alone, 20% of the Forbes 40 richest African entrepreneurs are from Nigeria. It's the eighth most populous country in the world. It's 33% of Nigerian terrible is heritable. The third largest English speaking nation in the world after India and the United States, because we were colonized by the British. The third largest movie industry after Bollywood and Hollywood. And also, I got some more facts. The population is 168.8 million, and it will exceed the United States in 2050. Nigeria has the second largest oil and gas reserve in Africa. Nigeria is the largest mobile market, which more than 125 million mobile phone subscribers are at. 11 million Nigerians are on Facebook, and that is the highest amount of the subterranean African area. But the thing about it is that, you know, with all these wonderful things we have in Nigeria, we also have issues with government and things like that, and people are lacking resources. Even though we have great engineers and amazing, talented people who are in Hollywood right now, there are issues going on, and, you know, we need your help. A lot of people feel that, you know, Africans, they, you know, they're this, they that, but they don't really know the capabilities of what African people do. And, you know, just trying to give you guys a little bit more education about Nigeria. We have a lot of amazing people who own clubs here. A lot of them graduate from Howard. A lot of them graduate from Harvard. A lot of them are doctors and lawyers here in the U.S. So they are not begging. They are not, you know, sitting here saying that they're, you know, they're a nonsense country. No, they're people that work hard, trying to make a living to take care of their families and also support the United States of America, and they also serve in our United States Army and military. So just giving you a brief education a little bit on Nigeria. And Dr. Akuro, right now, what is the state of education right now back home? Like an average person to go to school is kind of scarce sometimes, right, in certain areas.
Yes. It's very, very limited because, one, there's a limitation of acceptance. For instance, a lot of students will take jumps because of there's no too many resources. They cannot go to school. They will not be able to admit them into the university because of space. So they cannot even contain the demand of students, you know, who need to go into the next level or to a higher institution. So there's a lack of resources. There's lack of teachers. They don't pay the teachers well, and you will not see a lot of teachers who are qualified in order to meet up to those standards. If the government can be able to renegotiate and refine the salary of these teachers, I believe it will also help them to improve as well. So there's a lot of problems there due to bad governance. But like I said, originally, we don't have to keep criticizing. The point is to get solutions. We are all human beings. We just need a solution. And part of that solution is what my organization is trying to instill, to volunteer and be able to help out as much as we can.
Definitely, definitely. And for people that want to donate and they want to send you know, donations and things like that, what is the GoFundMe link?
The GoFundMe link is, let me give it to you. I just test it. 1 second.
Well, the one that I have is www.gofundme.com/ANWAD 2018 Books Shipping Fund. And you can send your donations and things there to definitely support the movement of what's going on right now at the moment, because it's definitely dire need. I mean, these kids need help and they need assistance, you know, and you're creating a solution. You know, we can't rely on government. We can't rely on people to stuff. So we need people to come and help and support, you know, these brothers and sisters out there that definitely need help with their education. Dr. Fisher, you have some comments on that?
Yes,
okay,
I do. Everyone, you have...
Again. 1 second, you... Dr. Fisher. The web link for the GoFundMe is www.gofundme.com and WAD 2018 Book Shipping Fund.
Okay. Definitely. Make sure that you definitely, you know, go to the link, and I will be reposting the link and stuff, you know, and the information so people can definitely go and send and show some support. And Dr. Fisher, did you have some thoughts on that?
Yes, I do. At this particular time, all of you have heard about the goodness of Nigeria, the movies that are out, and all of these things. But as I look at the page, how much has been raised? $355. The goal is $9,400. We have engineers here in America. Your engineers, if you're that good, send some money. Don't play with me. I need your money. I need to see this number move from 355. I know they have nurses here. I want those doctors and nurses to put some money on this page. Don't leave those children behind. I look at it again, and you know something? We even got some preachers here. I have been to some African churches. Ministers, you know your congregation can send some money. Don't let Dr. Okora be suffering with this. I need that money. I need it today. We have to make this work. We have to reach out for our Nigerian children. We can't let anybody talk about Africa because we know what comes from there. You heard everybody talk about it. I want that money, and I want this number to rise. So you know where to send it. Don't play. Well, let me tell you something. I'm involved with this fundraising. I'm sending money. I will even take pocket change. Pocket change. I want your money. I want these numbers to rise. I don't want to see this like this. We must help Dr. Okora make this happen. And thank you very much. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. And we need your help. We need everyone's help to definitely, you know, send some money in. Us Radio Online is definitely going to be sending a donation in. So we need you guys to send some money and let these numbers go up. I mean, it's a lot of us from Nigeria that are here, whether we're, you know, acting, whether we're doctors, whether we're lawyers, whether what we're doing, we need to support her and send this money in. And we need these numbers to rise. So we're calling out everybody out there to definitely support Dr. Okora and what she's doing. And if anybody wanted to find out more information about you, Dr. Okora, how do they go about doing that?
Okay, we have a website, www.anwad.org. So people can also send emails. We have an info, contact information there and phone number, 202-361-5560. Or they can email us, info.anwad.org, or visit the website and see our milestone.
Definitely. And Dr. Cora, you have your organization where with the doctorates and people that have doctorates and things like that. Can you give them that information and tell us more about that? People that have their doctorate degree?
Okay, yes. We have another one called the World Association for Academic Doctors, and the website is www.wafad.org. So we are also focusing on reaching other nations. This time around, it's not just Nigeria. The WAD includes all the nations, including United States, Brazil, every other nation. So we are trying to promote education and have a personal initiative to reach out to all the communities. We are hosting conferences. Like this June, we are going to host a free conference to promote researching skills, leadership skills, and other technology skills. We are going to train people on how to use Zoom platform. So that's going to happen on June 19th and 20th. We are collaborating with Ashford University in order to host the conference. So registration is on now. So people can go to the website and register. You don't have to be a doctor to register. It is open for the public, and it's a free conference we're going to offer. We will train people on how to use the Zoom platform, and also people who will be coming as attendees will have the opportunity to meet our keynote speakers and powerful guest speakers. The website, again, is www.wafad.org.
Dr. Cora, when you get the information, definitely send it to us so we can post it out in our outlet and definitely let people know that they can come to the conference and everything, because a lot of people have been trying to figure out how they use Zoom and things of that nature. So that's definitely a great asset for people that are in business.
Okay, I will send you the flyer so that you send it across for people to register. It's a free conference, so everybody can be able to dial in.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. That's definitely going to be an amazing conference. And, what made you decide to create that organization for doctors and dealing with education? What made you to create that organization?
The first thing is we notice that some people go to school without really tapping into their knowledge. They have a lot of skills. Somebody like Dr. Fisher, who has a lot of skills, but she doesn't know how to do with it. So part of WAD mission is to explore your potentials and help you to brighten it up, and you'll be able to expand your horizon and walk ahead of others. So we are helping each other, we are networking, we are opening new opportunities so that you see that there's a lot of things you can do with your education, not just going to school. We will help you to prepare you for writing, researching, because without research, we will not be able to solve problems, pressing problems nationwide. So we are helping people
exactly.
to get up to speed, get up to speed on APA usage, how to research, how to be able to communicate your findings from your research, how to publish, how to be a published author, how to improve to the next level so that you don't remain one place for 10 years. You have to be moving. That's the joy of life. You need to keep moving in order to solve your daily expectations. So that's the essence
exactly.
of forming the organization. Yeah.
And speaking on that, like we're talking about the state of education and things of that nature, and like I said, we're live on Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.net. Follow us on Instagram, and everything is Lush Radio Online. Speaking on education, a lot of us do, have degrees or masters or we have doctorates, and not a lot of us tap into our full potential. Because sometimes you feel like you got a degree and because the market has changed in the field you are, you feel you can't utilize your skills, but you can still utilize them because you can utilize your skills and become an expert in your field. You can write a book. You can do things like that, you know. And it's so many people that are not utilizing their degrees at all, and they're just stuck and stagnated. You know, and that's why this organization is very vital. And I implore everybody to check it out and unlock the true, potential that you have inside yourself, because everyone is an expert in something. So, yeah, I truly, truly appreciate you, Dr. Akuro, for calling into the show and everything like that. So we're definitely going to share out the information. And one more time for the people, the link for the GoFundMe is again? Shakur, are you there?
Hello. Okay, say that again.
Yeah. Yeah, so I said once again, give us the link again to the GoFundMe.
Okay. The link for the GoFundMe is... Right, keep losing it. Okay, it's right here. It's www.gofundme.com/award2018books shipping fund.
Definitely, definitely. So make sure you support that, and that's what it is. We definitely, definitely appreciate you, Dr. Akuro, and we're gonna Dr. Fisher. Hang on a line. We're going to go to some music, but we appreciate you. You were just live with Dr. Akuro live in the building. She is an amazing person. She has an amazing cause, so make sure you guys support her in what she's doing. Like I said, we're live right now on Lush Radio Online, and we're definitely here supporting people that are doing amazing things. And, I support my ladies because I love them. And, I'm going to go ahead and play this Chaka Khan song, I'm Every Woman. This goes out to all the ladies out there that are working hard and they're strong. So we're going to play that and come right back.
I'm every woman. You're every woman. I just love all the beautiful women out there that are mothers, aunts, sisters, mothers that are doing amazing things, that are the freedom fighters that are speaking up and they're speaking loud and they're letting their voice be heard, because this is the year of the women and you are an amazing woman out here. You're amazing women out here doing amazing things. You are a force to be reckoned with. And, you know, don't let anybody tell you you can't do anything. Like I said before, we're talking about the state of education. We just had Dr. Akura Lado on the show, and she's sending some books and raising money to send books back to Nigeria. So we definitely need your support, and we have Dr. Fisher live on the show. You know, Wakanda, a lot of people think Wakanda is a real country. It's not a real country in Africa. It's made up. But it does have some inspiration from South Africa and, you know, a couple of other countries. So, yeah. But definitely, we definitely are asking everybody to go and support Black Panther so they can see the power of Black people and how we can move, you know, this economy, and we can change the state of the box office and the movies in Hollywood. So support Black Panther and come out. You don't have to have an African attire, but definitely go and support the movie. Dr. Fisher, you got to see the movie, and I know you said you just loved it. So your thoughts, more thoughts on Black Panther.
I am 70 years old, everyone, and I want all of you to know. Could you give me a hand clap? I love it when you do the hand clap. Can I get a hand clap for being 70?
I'm going to go ahead and give you a hand clap for that. I mean, come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
I love it.
Come on now. Come on now.
Now, that's a feature of your show I like. But what I liked about it, the reason I asked for that is because in the 60s we had blaxploitation movies, and they dressed our mothers as they dressed our women as hoochie mamas, and then we had Red Fox who stood up and protested about his show that he did not like how they dressed Black women. In this show, they dressed them as sex symbols. They showed the country as having wealth, and they didn't dress us in outrageous clown costumes. They had the men and women speaking very intelligently. And Pam, is it Miss Bassett? Is that? I can't think of her first name.
Angela Bassett.
And who was the gentleman? I can't think of his name. Who played the uncle? He's played in some great, great movies.
Oh, I think it was Forrest Whitaker. Is it Forrest Whitaker?
That's right, Forrest Whitaker. And they played with dignity and pride, and they showed the people walking around in marketplace, and they were all dressed nice. They didn't ride hoofty cars, and the storyline went smoothly. It didn't have any slang. They didn't curse. You didn't see any sex. You didn't see any strange display of body. And I really like the new level it has taken, that it took, not has taken, because we've had a lot of good films that did go there. But this was action. And one of the things that I really liked was that the lead player, the gentleman who was Black Panther, he didn't have any mental illnesses, mental problems. He didn't have an issue. He wasn't mad at the world. And the women weren't angry with anybody. I really like how they did their duty and their dedication. I really that's what I liked about the movie, the image they portrayed of blacks.
Definitely. I think this movie has been a big inspiration, and people have been waiting for a while. Well, I'm a big comic book head and a nerd, and I do have some stock in Disney. So, but Disney, Disney has merged with Marvel Comics, which is a big move, and Marvel has been expanding their you know, their catalog of things that they were doing. Now, Black Panther was actually one of like the biggest like actual comic book heroes in the Marvel comics, but they didn't know how to portray it. They've done different little segments of it, but they didn't know how to portray it. But I feel they had an amazing director on this one. The costumes were out of this world. Oh my God, the costumes were amazing. Bright, vibrant, beautiful colors. They showed how the advanced technology that Wakanda have, just, you know, and certain African places and countries, they do have amazing technology and engineers and things like that. They showed the education, and
most of the people that walked in, they're like, okay, yeah, Black Panther. When they left out, they wanted to put on tribal outfits. They felt like kings and queens when they finished watching that movie. They felt like listening to African music. And they remember how they were kings and queens from back in the day. Like, they felt inspired. So I implore, and especially take your kids over there, you know, because we don't show enough amazing Black people doing amazing things. And I think that this is, even though it's a fictional place, Wakanda, but in spirit, it inspires you just to, you know, that there is an ability. Well, I mean, we had a Black president, and we had a lot of amazing people in Black history that did amazing things. This is Black History Month, but I'm kind of biased. I kind of feel that we create Black history every single day when we wake up. So let's not just celebrate Black History Month just one day. Let's celebrate it every year, all day, every day, because we are Black history. You're Black history. I'm Black history. Dr. Fisher is Black history. Dr. Okoro's Black history. We're all Black history. And everything we're doing, this movie is impacting the world, the nations. Even our brothers and sisters, you know, our brothers and sisters of another mother, they're from other races. They're looking at it like, wow, this is an amazing, amazing, powerful movie, and I'm inspired. You know, I see them going out wearing tribal outfits too. So, hey, so, you know. So definitely support it, and it definitely gives Black people that strength, and just women. Like you said, we say it's the year of the women. The women soldiers in this movie were so powerful. You didn't want to mess with them. They were powerful. They were there for their king.
No.
You did not want to mess with them women. They were bad as I don't know what over there. So definitely check out that movie, and I don't know, you might want to shave your head after you watch this movie and pick up a spear. I don't know what you're going to think about doing, but
they were beautiful with their shaved heads. They were the beast.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when the lead general was on top of a car in a red dress with a spear in her hand going down a street, that was a fabulous scene. That scene was fabulous. I started screaming
exactly.
In the movie theater. They wanted to throw me out. I said, I ain't giving up my seat.
Think about it.
I've never seen a scene. Wonder Woman couldn't even top her on that one.
And the thing about it is, we can still be women. We can still be powerful.
That's
and
right.
We can still be feminine
right.
at the same time. Because women
right.
are powerful
right.
and we're bosses. And it just is an amazing depiction of how powerful women are.
That's it.
And not just speaking of that, another movie that showed a badass female that was doing her thing, Proud Mary. I mean, this
Ooh,
woman
I saw
was,
that too. I screamed in that one. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, I got carried away. Oh, I love Proud Mary. And when she looked and she said, I am a mother, I said, yes, because there are mothers
mm-hmm.
out here who fight every day for their children. They don't have guns and they don't know no karate, but when they get up, put on their clothes, and they stand up for their children, that's the same as fighting. And I like Proud Mary for that, the way she stood up for that little boy. Go on. I'm sorry. I get carried away with those two movies.
Yeah, Taraji P. Henson did an amazing job. It was an amazing
Ooh.
Cast. That little boy was amazing. So definitely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I mean, those are the top movies for me this year. Like, but 2018, they're coming out with some amazing movies. And I'm telling you, it's the year of the woman. You're going to see some amazing women do some amazing things this year. So don't be surprised, because we're coming for you. So just get ready and enjoy the ride.
and we will be feminine, and we will be able to stand up and wear dresses without having to show off all of our stuff. We'll be able to dress distinctively and nicely, and those who want to show it off, go for it. But we will also be doing amazing things in all kinds of fields, all kinds of things, military, civilian, whatever, doctors, lawyers. We are standing up, and we are moving forward tremendously. This is the year of women.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it first. I'm not the victim.
We going to church here. We going to church on this.
Wow.
Everybody, the numbers on Dr. Okoro's GoFundMe has not risen. I need that money. Somebody send in some money. Is it still at $355? You know how to go to www.onward. Let's see, GoFundMe. It's Onward, A-N-W-A-D, 2018 Books Shipping Fund. I want those numbers to rise. Support her. Support us. Make this happen. Keep on.
Definitely, definitely. So support that, and we support you guys. So yeah, we're almost running out of time. So we're going to be sending out this show for those who didn't catch it right now. So we're going to send it out, and we're going to be posting a link so you guys can definitely support, and so we can send these books over there to help these children. So, you know, I don't do it for me. I do it for you. We are the People's Voice, Lush Radio Online. Follow us at www.lushradioonline.net, at Lush Radio Online on everything. And don't forget, each and every Monday we have Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays, Jumpstart Your Mornings with Emma E2K. And I bid you adieu, and I love you so much. And we're going to go ahead and play Beyonce, Freedom. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Be the last.